Hello, and welcome to Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. All stories are written and read by myself. The stories are adult-themed. If you enjoy the stories, please consider supporting the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. Please also join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature. It was Friday night and my girlfriends and I were starting to get ready and pregame for a night on the town. It was my first time going out since I broke up with my ex. He had been weirdly controlling. He always wanted to be with me and would get jealous of any time I spent with my friends. Another weird thing that had been super annoying was his desire for me to have sex with another woman. I was in a sorority and he would actually get mad that I wasn't having sex with my sorority sisters. He would even tell me that he didn't have to be there when I did it, though he really wanted to watch. He didn't just get a little upset or say little things here or there. No, he would yell at me. The longer we were together, the weirder his desires became, or he just felt more comfortable expressing them. I began hating having sex with him because he was always wanting to find a couple on the internet to watch us. He would sit there for an hour or so trying to find the right couple. By the time he was finally ready to do something, I was no longer in the mood. Also, it was cool once in a while to have strangers watch you getting banged out, but not every friggin' time. The last straw came when we got back from a small cruise to Nova Scotia. We had a great time together, because he had me all to himself. The second we got back, he wanted to take a nap. I didn't. We were at my sorority house, and I wanted to tell my sisters about the trip. He got angry at me for not laying down when I wasn't tired. I knew then that our relationship was never going to make it. It had been years since I had been single, so I wasn't going to jump into another relationship. Instead, I had started seeing a couple guys. One was in a fraternity, another was a local guy, and my favorite was a music major at my college who played the drums. I wanted to be free, but I still wanted sex and some companionship. Each guy offered something different and made it so I could get what I needed while not giving myself completely to any guy. Tonight, I was going to let loose and enjoy myself. I could do whatever I wanted and with whoever I wanted. Going out with my girls sounded like the perfect night. We always had a great time when we were out. We started out at one of the local bars where we danced and drank pitchers of beer. I was feeling pretty good by the time we decided to make our way down to a more seedy bar in town. The one good thing about it was it wasn't as crowded and people didn't give a shit what you did there. To my utter surprise, I walked in to see my ex sitting at the bar. It might not have been so surprising if he lived here, but he lived 4 hours away. I later learned he had called one of my sorority sisters to find out where we would be so he could show up. Not only that, he stayed at my sorority house that night. I tried to ignore him and began dancing with some frat boys I was friends with and a girl I hadn't seen before. She was cute with long wavy hair. She kept rubbing up on me and not the guys that were trying everything to get her attention. A couple of the guys there were gay. So I asked if they thought she was hitting on me, since I'm kind of dumb. I'm picking up on that. They reassured me she was definitely flirting with me. It was almost closing time, and I had an idea that would be fun and get back at my ex at the same time. I called up my favorite guy, the music major, and told him I was coming over. I told him I was bringing a girl with me to share. I didn't tell her I was going to share her with a guy. But when we got to his apartment, which was practically across the street from the bar, she didn't seem to mind at all. He lived in one of those places where people had their own room and little kitchens, and most had to share the communal bathroom. Luckily, he had a really small one in his apartment. When me and the girl walked in, my guy friend was making some other guy leave. He had obviously told him what was about to go down because he did not want to leave. It was a little awkward at first, but after smoking a couple of bongs, we were all relaxed and ready to have a fun night. We had some music on and were laughing and talking when the girl I brought leaned over and started kissing me. Her lips were so soft and her kiss was extremely sensual. I had never kissed a girl before, at least not like this. I think I was 10 when my female cousin decided to practice kissing on me. Other than that, I had only kissed men, which I enjoyed, but this was somehow different. It was softer and less demanding. She had a tongue piercing that felt interesting inside my mouth. Seconds later, my guy friend moved over to join in. He started kissing my neck while me and the other girl continued to kiss. She started caressing my breasts and I did the same. Her breasts were a bit bigger than mine, and so soft. It was a bit crowded on the couch, so we decided to move to the bed. My bar girl and I began undressing each other while my music major boy began undressing himself. He was tall, skinny, and had a nice, long dick. It was so amazing feeling each other's naked bodies. It felt like there were hands and lips everywhere. My bar girl kissed down my body, spending a good amount of time sucking my nipples before continuing down. I was so excited to feel what it was like to be eaten out by a girl, and one with a tongue ring. While she traveled down south, my guy friend took his nice, long cock and slid it in my mouth. It felt so naughty what we were doing, but it was so much fun. And who knows if I'd ever get the chance to experience this again. I would never do this with someone I was dating, but I wasn't dating my music major guy. We just fucked when I wanted bad boy sex. Oh, it felt so good. She lightly spread my lips and licked me from my opening up to my clit. She spent a bit of time sucking and licking my sensitive clit. She made me come when she slid two fingers inside and began massaging the inside of me. I couldn't suck my friend's dick for a few seconds while I came on her fingers and in her mouth. Now I wanted to see what she tasted like. I, of course, knew how I tasted, but I had never tasted another woman before. I always wondered if we would taste similar or completely different. I released my friend's cock and moved down between her legs. She took over sucking the music guy's dick. Her pussy was shaven just like mine, completely bare. Her lips were plump and her pussy looked very juicy from how wet she was. She must have really enjoyed sucking my pussy, I thought. I spread her pussy so her tiny wet opening was spread. I could smell her musky scent as I lowered to delve my tongue inside her. I heard her moan as I began licking and sucking her. She tasted similar, but different from me. I liked it, though. It was such a turn-on to be eating the strange girl out from the bar. I didn't even know her name and didn't want to. I ate her pussy just like I enjoyed mine being eaten. I could feel when she was getting ready to come. Her legs opened wider, her hips stilled, and I could hear her moaning over and over. I slid a finger inside and felt the pulsing of her orgasm. I pumped and wiggled my fingers, which made her moans increase while her juices flowed into my mouth. My music guy had to calm down for a few moments, so he didn't come. The girl and I continued to play with each other while he watched. We kissed while fingering each other. It was crazy hot being watched, being fingered by a girl while fingering her back. It was even more exciting when we came at the same time. My guy friend was now ready to come back in. He walked over with his cock hard as fuck. "Are you girls ready to get fucked?" "Yes," we both exclaimed. He positioned us so we were on our hands and knees side by side. I felt his cock enter my tightness. It took him a few strokes to get it buried all the way inside. He gave me good, long, hard strokes. I was so turned on, I was coming on his cock almost instantly. He pulled out, replacing his cock with his fingers. He slid his cock into the other girl, pumping inside her until she was done orgasming on him. He went back and forth a couple of times before repositioning us. I was laying on top of the girl with her facing me, and both our legs were spread. He pounded both our pussies out while we kissed and enjoyed the feeling of our boobs rubbing each other's. I came hard on his cock, and I could tell she did too. We moved again, this time getting on our hands and knees, with her straddling me. My guy friend slid his cock back in, pounding it out. I knew he was getting close to coming. He always fucked really hard right before he came. He held on as long as he could, making sure we both came. He slid his cock back in me and pounded until he pulled out and the girl from the bar was waiting. He put it in her mouth and came while she swallowed and licked it up. He was spent, but we weren't. He sat by the wall and lit up a blunt while he watched us continue to pleasure each other. I went down to eat her juicy pussy again. I wanted to explore it with my mouth and fingers more. It was so sexy hearing her moans while I sucked her sensitive clit and licked her up and down. I swirled my tongue around her hole and dipped my tongue as far in as I could. I sucked up her juices while she came again in my mouth. She pulled me up to switch positions. She spread my pussy with her fingers and softly sucked my clit. She used her fingers to open my hole while she sucked. Oh God, that felt so good. She slid a finger inside and then pulled it out. She slid that finger into my tight ass. She was using my pussy juices to lubricate her finger so she could finger fuck my ass and pussy at the same time. I looked up and met my guy friend's gaze while I came into this girl's mouth. He smiled back and stood up. He was ready to go again. Walking over, he slid his hard cock inside the girl's pussy, pleasantly surprising her. She continued to lick, suck, and finger me. He pounded her hard, making her come over and over while she made me come. He then pulled me over to the edge where he entered me. He pushed my legs out wide so he could watch his cock moving inside of me. Bar girl sucked on my breast and slid her hand down to rub my clit. My guy friend's pounding became harder and harder until he pulled out and came on my pussy mound. I didn't have to clean it up because the girl from the bar licked it up. We were all pretty spent, and there was light starting to come through the window. We got dressed, and my guy friend walked us down to the street to say goodbye. The bar girl and I walked most of the way back together. She was heading to campus, and I was going to my sorority house. When I got there, I found my ex waiting for me. He tried to talk me into getting back with him, but I was not going back to that controlling relationship. I was having too much fun doing whatever I wanted. He, of course, had to be weird when he left. He stole the panties I had been wearing. I bet he sniffed them, thinking I had been just with another woman and never realized there had been a man in the mix. Well, thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. Remember, all stories are written and read by myself. They are adult themed. And if you enjoy them, please consider supporting the show with a monthly subscription, starting at $3 a month with no commitment. And a link can be found in the description. Please also join me on Facebook.com/tantalizingnature.